Recall that everything underneath the hood of a computer is stored using bits, and bits in turn can be used to represent numbers, and numbers in turn can be used to represent characters. In fact, there exists a conventional mapping between those numbers and letters called ASCII, American Standard Code for Information Interchange. Now, with C, it turns out that we can see this equivalence because we not only have ints, we also have chars, both of which at the end of the day are represented as numbers and in turn bits. So let's write a simple program that simply tells me what the mapping is between numbers and letters, keeping in mind that 65 is a capital A and 97 is a lowercase a. Let's begin. Include standardio.h int main void. And now I'd like to iterate over all of the capital letters, printing out their numeric and character equivalents. So for this, I'll use a for loop. For int I gets, and now rather than start at the usual zero, why don't I start at a value I know to be significant, like 65 for capital A. Let's do this so long as I is less than 65 plus 26, because I know there are 26 letters in the alphabet. And then on each iteration of this loop, let me increment I by 1. Now on each iteration of this loop, what do I want to do? I'd like to print out what the current number is, I, and what the corresponding char is. Now to achieve that, I can cast, so to speak, the int to a char in the following way. Printf percent I is percent C backslash n. In other words, I want to say this number is this character. So I need to plug in two values to those print placeholders for printf. So I'll do comma I, comma, and now I don't have a variable c or a char, but I do have a number, and I know that numbers can be mapped to letters. I simply need to tell the computer to do that, and so I can cast I from an int to a char simply by specifying in parentheses that I'd indeed like to convert it to a char. Let's close now this statement, save the file, and compile this program. Make ASCII 0 dot slash ASCII 0, and very quickly printed to the screen is this mapping between numbers and their character equivalents. In fact, if I scroll back up, I first see that 65 is A, 66 is B, and if I scroll back down, 90 is Z.